views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area, WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, cable radio network across the United States, and Transformation Talk Radio around the world. Happy New Year, everybody. It is 2015. Woohoo! And Happy New Year to Mr. Benny Mather sitting across from me. He is my better half in the studio who allows you, the listener, to hear these wonderful conversations. Happy New Year, Benny.
To you as well.
Thank you.
We're already in. I know it's 15 years later, of course. That's what comes to my mind since the whole like Y2K millennium breakdown. And nothing really has gone that crazy. I mean, yes, a little bit on some certain like economic level, but big deal. We're still here.
We are. And
my 20-year reunion's this year, too.
Oh, my goodness. Ah! Well, from my perspective, you're still a baby.
Aw, thanks.
And, you know, I'm always talking about you, Benny, and you allow us to hear this. But I also want to shout out to the magicians at WBLQ, because they're the ones that allow you to hear it around the world on Transformation Talk Radio and, of course, in the Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York area as well. Now, as many of you know, I'm a former research statistician turned healer, and I embrace all these different approaches to getting information about how to step into our wholeness, whether we're talking about health or psychological well-being or, you know, spiritual evolvement. And when I get into the health stuff, you know, I have to tell you, as a former research statistician, I'm pretty picky because I believe that there needs to be good science behind some of these things. And on this show, you know, we have focused on diet in general. One time we focused on one particular food, and that was coconut. We had did an entire show on coconut, in particular coconut oil. But I have never focused on one nutrient before. And so this is going to be a different kind of show. And it's really important timing because at this stage of the game, you know, we've just crossed over into a new year. Many of us are thinking about how do we detox from what we did to ourselves over the holidays? How do we get into our best health? And often we're thinking in terms of maybe eliminating certain foods or taking, you know, or having certain changes in our diet. But today we're going to be talking about one nutrient, and that is magnesium, which I'm finding is incredibly important. And the person we're going to be talking to is an amazing woman, Dr. Carolyn Dean. She is a medical doctor, a doctor of naturopathy. So, and she's an acupuncturist and herbalist. She has been practicing medicine for decades now. And she spends most of her time focusing on magnesium, and we're going to find out why that's so important. But, you know, her credentials are really impressive. She's been at the forefront of health issues for 30 years. And, you know, she went to medical school, graduated from that. She graduated from the Ontario College of Naturopathic Medicine, and she has been on all sorts of posts, and she's had many, many publications, including, and this is amazing, she's been author and co-author of over 30 books. 30 books. That's a lot. And she's made multiple media appearances, including television, radio, ABC, NBC, CBS, and she's got various appointments. I mean, she's just really, really impressive. And what I love about this is, you know, she holds her medical license in California. And she happens to live in Maui, and she does many phone consultations. So here's a woman who not only knows the hard science behind the medical issues that relate to, you know, this one magnesium nutrient, but she also knows how to live life, I think. And I'm very excited to welcome the author of The Magnesium Miracle, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Welcome, Carolyn.
Thank you, Christine. Beautiful introduction. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm so happy to have you here. You know, and Carolyn, you know, a few years ago, I remember reading something about, oh, you know, if you're taking calcium, you need to take magnesium as well. And that was kind of the extent of what I had heard. And about 3 months ago, I happened to come across something on Facebook, one of these wonderful postings that had was like packed with information. And I started, you know, getting really interested in it. And one of my Facebook friends said, oh, if you're interested in magnesium, you must check out Carolyn Dean. She's like the queen of magnesium. And so I have to ask you, you know, somebody of your training, somebody of your you know, decades long practice, why do you spend so much time focusing on one mineral?
Oh, that's the perfect question, actually, because I've been told many times that I'm too eclectic. I span too many borders. I mean, with 30 books, I'm doing too many things. If they say, if you want recognition, you have to just stand behind one thing. And and I said I could never do that. Right. But then back in the late 90s, Random House came to me and asked me to write this book on magnesium because one of their editors had terrible migraine headaches and found that magnesium was the cure for her. And I said, okay, I'll do my best, because I thought, just like everybody would say, how can you find 300 pages to write about one mineral?
Sure.
Well, it turns out that magnesium is as eclectic as I am, because magnesium is responsible for the activation and function of 700 to 800 enzyme systems in the body, probably more.
Wow.
A recent paper in the Physiology Review, January 2015, is talking about at least 600 enzymatic reactions. So,
okay, so back up for a minute. Let's for us lay people, why? What is it about an enzyme action that's important for our bodies?
Yeah, good point. I tend to get very excited about what I'm talking about. I'm glad you can rein me in. Well, you take any biochemical reaction in the body. Let's go to the Krebs cycle. The Krebs cycle is supposed to make energy, the adenosine triphosphate. If you don't have the Krebs cycle working properly, you don't have energy.
Uh-huh.
Well, in the Krebs cycle and in every biochemical reaction in the body, a vitamin or a mineral is required as the cofactor that allows that interaction to take place. In the Krebs cycle, there are 8 steps. 6 of those 8 steps require magnesium.
Wow.
So if you don't have magnesium, you don't have energy. It's as simple as that. So someone without energy, they'll go to their doctor, I don't have energy. And they look tired. They look depressed. So they're given an antidepressant.
Sure.
Or they, because they're magnesium deficient, they don't sleep properly. Magnesium helps to relax the muscles in the body. Calcium helps to tighten them. There's a contraction and a relaxation that happens in everything we do. When you have too much calcium and relatively too little magnesium, you stay in the contraction phase. So if your muscles are tight, then you don't sleep.
Uh-huh.
How can you sleep if your body is like tight and irritated and irritable? So by simply taking magnesium, the body relaxes and you can sleep.
But it goes beyond energy, per se,
and
relaxation,
yes.
Doesn't it? When I was looking at the list of symptoms and illnesses that may relate to a magnesium deficiency, my jaw dropped. Can you go through some of the lists of those ailments?
Yeah, the common, I can list about 100 things.
Oh,
but
my goodness.
You look at something like acid reflux. Well, how can acid reflux? Well, if your esophagus, where it attaches to the stomach, is in spasm, you can have heartburn. Adrenal fatigue, if you don't have enough magnesium, your adrenal glands actually get hyperactive and hypervigilant and trigger happy, then you're diagnosed with an anxiety disorder, and you're given medications. And angina, if your heart muscles are in spasm, that's called angina.
Right.
And muscles in spasm is magnesium deficiency until proven otherwise.
Wow.
I mentioned anxiety. Also, there's atrial fibrillation. And I've been awarded by the Heart Rhythm Society of the UK with the Arrhythmia Alliance Outstanding Medical Contribution to Cardiac Rhythm Management Services Award 2012.
Wow.
So they're on to it, but doctors really don't understand it. They look at magnesium as a laxative.
So Carolyn, can you please share with our listeners, well, actually, we're going to be going to break soon. When we return, I'm really curious about magnesium and the heart, which you've just started to talk about, and you know, if it should be used during heart attacks, and can it prevent heart attacks? But we're going to go to a quick break. More with Dr. Carolyn Dean, the Magnesium Miracle author, and when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Every time I'm around you, I just lose control. When I'm in the same room, I get so.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I am talking today with Dr. Carolyn Dean. She's the author of a gazillion books, including The Magnesium Miracle. Now, Carolyn, before the break, you started talking about how the important magnesium is to the relaxation of the heart muscle. Can you tell us about the research that's been out there about using magnesium during heart attacks? And tell us a little bit about the practice right now and when somebody has a heart attack.
Open-minded, enlightened doctors still use magnesium. There have been many studies. In my Magnesium Miracle book, I talk about the LIMIT trial, L-I-M-I-T, mm-hmm. where they found great benefits from using IV magnesium at the onset of heart attack. But then a follow-up trial using a comparison with a drug for heart attack to prevent clotting, et cetera, uh-huh. well, they withheld the magnesium far past the limit protocols and then said that magnesium didn't work.
So they weren't administering at the right timing of the heart attack, is that right?
Right. They gave it too late, uh-huh. and I don't know whether they did that on purpose or what was done. Because when the EMTs come to your house, uh-huh. respond to the call, they set up an IV right away, and uh-huh. they could be putting magnesium in your IV bag.
Right.
That's what we want.
Yeah. So basically, how did it help with the heart attacks then?
Well, there are many things. It relaxes the heart. It stops the progression and spread of the damaged area. It prevented blood clotting, and it prevented future heart attacks. So there are a number of ways that it was shown to help, and it was very frustrating because when the drug trials came along and put magnesium aside, then doctors just mm-hmm. believed that. And what does happen now in medicine when someone has a so-called heart problem, mm-hmm. I mean, you may even just go to a doctor under stressful conditions, your blood pressure is elevated because you're under stress, and elevated blood pressure from stress is a magnesium deficiency, but your doctor doesn't know that. We never mm-hmm. learned about magnesium in medical school. It was always about the drugs. So the doctor sees the high blood pressure, does not ask you about your lifestyle or what stress you're under, puts you on a diuretic. A diuretic drains fluid from the body to take the pressure off the heart.
Right.
But you lose sodium, potassium, and magnesium.
Oh, dear.
They may tell you about your potassium, but never about the magnesium because they don't even do blood tests for magnesium.
Right.
So you go away, lose more magnesium, come back in a month to check on your blood pressure. It's worse. And the doctor says, oh, we just caught your blood pressure in time.
Uh-huh.
Here's a calcium channel blocker and an ACE inhibitor. So they have it right in the sense that they're using a calcium channel blocker because they know calcium is causing too much contraction of the heart.
Right.
But instead of giving magnesium, which is a natural balance to calcium, they've given these two drugs, both of which cause more magnesium deficiency,
mm-hmm.
partly because every drug can do that. But also many of these drugs have fluoride molecules attached. And
oh,
a fluoride to make the drug stronger in the body, well, fluoride binds with magnesium, and you lose more magnesium. So
The
end, 3 months later, you come back to the doctor, and all of a sudden, the blood test that they do to make sure your liver isn't succumbing to the drugs,
right.
Well, they find your cholesterol is elevated,
uh-huh.
and they find your blood sugar is elevated. So now you're on a statin drug, which also has fluoride in it. And you're on a diabetic drug. What we know about diabetes is that one of the signs of diabetes is low magnesium.
Uh-huh.
And what we know about statins is the side effects of statins include muscle cramping, pain, stiffness, swelling, or weakness, and tachycardia, as well as a condition of muscle inflammation and necrosis called rhabdomyolysis. So we're in a very tough situation now. When I was in medical school, normal cholesterol was 240.
Right.
When we gave medications, we gave them for 2 weeks, and then we let the body take over.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are told that they have to take drugs for life, and it is very much supporting the drug companies, but it's adding to a fatality rate that I document in my book, Death by Modern Medicine, up to 1 million unnecessary deaths a year.
1 million?
Yes.
Wow, it's shocking.
Yeah.
So, you know, at one point, Carolyn, you were talking about diabetes and, you know, the type 2 diabetes is occurring to younger and younger adults and as well as children. What's the situation with that and how does magnesium relate to that?
Well, it's interesting because nobody is making that correlation either. Doctors will talk about the high fructose corn syrup and relate that to diabetes when the sodas decided to say, well, we have a safe sugar now. We have fruit sugar.
Right.
It's corn syrup. They didn't realize, and, you know, hardly anybody realizes that to metabolize one molecule of table sugar, it requires 28 molecules of magnesium.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
To metabolize one molecule of fruit sugar, it requires 56, twice as much, 56 molecules of magnesium. So magnesium is right in the midst of all this. When you drink a soda, a can of soda may have 10 teaspoons of sugar.
Right.
At any one time in your bloodstream, you have 2 teaspoons of sugar. Mm-hmm. So when you drink something with 10 teaspoons, it puts your body in a panic.
Uh-huh.
It immediately has to throw out all kinds of insulin to get rid of that sugar. It forces the cells of the body open to force the sugar into the cells. And at a certain point, they give up. And that is insulin-resistant diabetes. It's the blood sugar building up in the blood instead of being forced into the cells. It just can't take anymore, and then the insulin gives out. And everybody just wrings their hands and says, well, we don't know what's causing this epidemic of diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very frustrating. I mean, it is so frustrating. And I was personally attacked and finally had my license stolen from me in Canada because I spoke out about sugar on a national Canadian TV show
and was
immediately investigated and immediately had plants sent into my body, not living green plants, but people to complain about me so that they could take my license away. So we're up against so much when doctors try to speak out against the practice of a drug-based medicine instead of basic lifestyle, diet, and supplementation.
Mm-hmm. And I know that it's difficult sometimes just to fund the studies about the natural approaches because these studies. Now, I used to work in cancer research, and I know that the whole process of getting drugs approved for use is a very expensive process. Now, if you take something that's natural, where there's not one company that can potentially make a huge profit, then you're less likely to get the funding because, you know, one manufacturer of magnesium might not be willing to spend the hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more, and the millions in order to prove that it's helpful for a particular condition.
Yes, and it's very frustrating because science just wants to test one thing at a time.
Uh-huh.
But in the magnesium world, the two scientists who forwarded my Magnesium Miracle book, Burton and Bella Altura, PhDs in downstate New York. Anyway, they've done over a thousand magnesium studies. But what they said when they agreed to do the foreword was they could never get their information out to the public.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this block and bias where that's why I love doing your show, because you get the information out there. Mm-hmm. It's the media controls what is spoken, and bringing back your information about, you know, the different magnesium companies, they probably can't afford to do magnesium advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it needs. We don't need drug advertising. We need nutrient advertising.
Right. Or at least people, individual consumers, to empower themselves with the information that is, you know, our best estimate of the truth, and to make purchases according to that. And therein is going to lie the shift in our world when we individuals take control and seek the information and move forward making different purchase choices.
Yes, exactly. All the bean counters are adding all these things up, and as the money goes more into alternative medicine and supplements, et cetera, then you do see a shift in policy. But part of the shift is pharmaceutical companies buying up all the nutrients and then selling them back to you at inflated cost.
Oh, no.
And most of the vitamins now are totally synthetic. There's hardly any natural food-based supplements out there. So yes, you have to be educated, listen to shows like yours, read the books, read the information, and really on the internet, you know, take a jaundiced eye to some of the information. So many of the big natural health sites now, when you look at their funding, they're funded by drug companies.
Ooh.
So you have to realize that there's a bias out there, a commercial bias, where the drug companies do want to be in control of all the supplements now, so that they can put them under a drug category and have them on prescription and all the rest of it.
And profit accordingly.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, Carolyn, we're going to have to go to another quick break. But when we come back, I'm going to want you to go through a few more on this huge list of ailments that can be caused by a magnesium deficiency or can be improved by taking magnesium. And I also am going to want you to share some of the amazingly inspirational stories of how people's health and well-being has changed dramatically after taking magnesium. When we return with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Maiden Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include open-space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Oh.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a fascinating conversation today with the author of The Magnesium Miracle, Discover the Missing Link to Total Health, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Now, Carolyn, before the break, you know, you were talking about how magnesium can help things like heart disease. And, you know, we talked about some of the issues with getting the information out there and having people taking the natural magnesium. But let's go through some of the other potential ailments, just like quickly go through the list, because mm-hmm. it's shocking how many things can be related, can be correlated with low magnesium.
Right, Christine. I think we stopped the atrial fibrillation, and then there's high blood pressure, any sort of calcium deposit in the body. I'm very freaked out is the right word, with the calcium being deposited in breast tissue, leading women to have biopsies because they think it's cancer. Uh-huh. Well, that can be from taking calcium supplements and not having enough magnesium to dissolve the calcium.
Wow.
People with cholesterol, with constipation, depression, diabetes, we talked about fibromyalgia, uh-huh. headaches, either tension or migraine.
Wow.
IBS with all that cramping and pain, inflammation of any kind, insomnia, we mentioned kidney stones, and then I can throw in gallstones and wow. heel spurs, any sort of muscle spasm or nerve twitch, PMS, seizures in pregnant women, eclampsia and preeclampsia are uh-huh. definitely magnesium deficiency symptoms. It's wow. from head to toe. Magnesium is absolutely necessary for the body.
So can you give us a couple of examples of, you know, what can happen when you begin to take magnesium when you've been suffering from one of these ailments for a very long time?
Well, yes, people will tell me straight away they start sleeping better, and that's healing if you can get your sleep.
Right.
Their muscle twitches go away. Their atrial fibrillation may take a few weeks to settle down. But I looked up one of my blogs. What do I call it? Magnesium Turns on the Will to Live. And this is a woman who's had many, many health conditions. And she says about her magnesium, the bottom line is this: my lifelong anxiety has nearly completely disappeared.
Wow.
This single most important discovery trumps all the wonderful things I've figured out about everything else in her life. What she says is a magnesium deficiency and the anxiety it caused in me had created the obsession to die. Mm-hmm. And my will to live now is, you know, I'm prefacing here, she said her will to live is back. Now, I've never heard it described so well. Mm-hmm. If people want to go to that blog, it's called Magnesium Turns on the Will to Live. I wrote it in November, but mm-hmm. can you imagine taking something and then realizing that now you don't want to commit suicide? It's just
Whoa.
Incredible.
That is
but
incredible.
So many people will write me. There's in one of my free e-books called Invisible Minerals, Part 1, mm-hmm. about magnesium, I write about a dentist in South America who has like 20 different symptoms that go away as she's taking magnesium. And what
Amazing.
Her symptoms started out with is something called blepharospasm.
Uh-huh.
It's her eyelids just wouldn't stop spasming.
Oh, that eye twitching can be really annoying just for like 5 minutes, let alone continue.
Now, I'm at my book now. She's a woman dentist. She's from Mexico. She had 20 symptoms, but the most dramatic is her incurable eye blinking. Uh-huh. She's only 42 years old, and she was prescribed, you know, all kinds of creams or whatever. Nobody could figure it out. Mm-hmm. And finally, after drugs and Botox injections, even a facial nerve block, she read about magnesium and decided to take it. And her symptoms of chronic fatigue, PMS, excessive emotional stress, joint pain, back and neck pain, constipation, anxiety, nervousness, cystitis even, colitis, bad circulation, cold hands and feet, disconnection, depression, flatulence, mood swings, and hormone balance. She says, my symptoms are not all 100% gone, but almost. And the incurable blepharospasm has almost disappeared.
That's great.
I mean, this is incredible.
It is.
It's mind-boggling. But then I bring people back to the fact that between 700 and 800 enzyme systems require magnesium. Mm-hmm. So it's catalyzing most chemical reactions in the body. It helps synthesize protein, transmits nerve signals, relaxes muscles. It produces and transports energy, as we said. And I think I already mentioned that most doctors think it's a laxative because they didn't translate their biochemical hours. I had 200 hours of biochemistry because our dean of medicine at that time was a biochemist. Uh-huh. So we had twice as much biochemistry. And I was already interested in nutrition. I'd already read all the prevention magazines that existed back in the, in the 70s.
That was a great way to get the information when there wasn't a lot of information out there.
Exactly. So I saw it in the biochemistry, like I said, and the Krebs cycle. You see the magnesium and the B vitamins and and selenium necessary for this and that function. Thyroid requires 9 different minerals to produce thyroid hormones.
Really?
And what do? Even in natural medicine, we wait for the thyroid to completely fail, and then we give hormone replacement instead of giving properly or well-absorbed minerals in order to support the thyroid and support everything else in the body. Wow. Minerals are necessary for the structure and function and electrical conductivity of the whole body.
So, Carolyn, it seems to me that we're in an era where there's a lot more chronic illness. We have a lot more health, day-to-day health issues that are affecting our well-being. Has there been something that has changed over the last several decades beyond sugar? Because you talked about sugar and corn syrup. Beyond that, that has shifted things so that we are magnesium deficient?
Well, yes. The soil is empty of magnesium and a lot of other minerals. And things that they put on the soil, like Roundup Ready. Roundup will take at least 50% of the magnesium out of the soil, and it has a half-life of 23 years.
Oh, my goodness.
No magnesium in the soil. 100 years ago, we could get 500 milligrams of magnesium in our regular diet, and now we're lucky to get 200. I have the example of several people in this crazy movement of drinking 100 to 140 ounces of green drink a day, and they come to me with heart palpitations and leg cramps. And they can't believe it when I say, oh, you're magnesium deficient. Take this. And they take it, and within hours, their heart palpitations and leg cramps are gone. And when they do blood testing, yes, their magnesium levels are low, and it's because even if they're drinking organic greens, if the minerals are not put back in the soil by the farmer, they're not going to end up in the plant.
Right, and therefore not in the food. And so, you know, if it's not in the soil, we don't get it into our bodies unless we take supplements.
Right.
So how do we choose the type of magnesium to ingest and to help shift our health?
Well, the people who consult me, you know, they're on half a dozen drugs. Mm-hmm. And they'll say to me, well, I'm afraid to take anything. I'm afraid to take magnesium. Mm-hmm. And I say, well, have you said that about your drugs?
Right.
And it's amazing. We accept all the side effects from drugs, and then we're afraid to take something natural. But I can understand. So actually, I start people on Epsom salt baths. Epsom salt is a magnesium sulfate. It's been used for centuries by the midwives to help pregnant women prevent them from getting eclampsia and help them birth healthy babies.
So you're absorbing magnesium through that, through the skin then?
Yes. Uh-huh. I've had people who've soaked in so much magnesium, pounds and pounds and pounds of it, that they've gotten the diarrhea effect from it.
Uh-huh.
And that actually, just to throw in, that's kind of the fail-safe of magnesium. That's what makes it so safe. If you take too much all at once, uh-huh, or, you know, too much all through the day, you can get the laxative effect. Any side effects you read about magnesium is when doctors do high doses of IV magnesium and cause problems. And uh-huh. And the contraindications for magnesium are very few. There's kidney failure. Okay, fine. You're on a dialysis machine.
Uh-huh.
There's bowel obstruction. Right. You can't get the laxative effect.
Right.
There's excessively slow heart rate, which means you need a pacemaker.
Uh-huh.
Or there's a condition called myasthenia gravis, where the muscles are already very relaxed. So you have to be careful.
So those are situations where you would not want to be ingesting additional magnesium then?
Not necessarily. I mean, you could work with a doctor on some of this, even kidney disease. So many people now have kidney disease, and it's from dehydration and lack of minerals. And I've written an article on kidney disease and how you do need magnesium with kidney disease, because so many people are being told to avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's caveats to even those contraindications, but the point being, anybody can take magnesium. Then if you want to start with oral magnesium, you, for the most part, avoid the cheapest form, which is magnesium oxide, which is only 4% absorbed.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely a laxative, because 96% of it goes out through the intestines and can cause a laxative effect. And there are others. The magnesium citrate powder in water sipped through the day is very good. I get the laxative effect from just about anything, so I've worked with a picometer ionic magnesium that I put in water and sip through the day, and have had great results with. So there are many forms. You have to study them. I've written a lot about them. People can read them under my resources or my free ebook. Right.
And share your website, please.
My website is drcarolindean.com. I have a free newsletter you can sign up for. You can also go to our nonprofit site, nutritionalmagnesium.org.
Yes.
My site and nutritionalmagnesium.org, I have free ebooks for people.
Yeah, it's a wealth of information on your website.
Yes.
It's wonderful. We've got to go to another quick break, but more with Dr. Carolyn Dean when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, Genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience, where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who've had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. A registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking with Carolyn Dean, who's an MD, an ND, an acupuncturist, and an author of a lot of books out there, many focusing on magnesium and the miraculous benefits of magnesium supplementation. Now, you know, earlier, Carolyn, we were chatting about how there aren't big pharmaceutical companies behind this. There's not a lot of big money behind doing research studies. And yet research studies have been done, correct?
Oh, yes. As I mentioned, the Alturas have done over 1,000 studies. So the evidence is there. This new study in Physiology Review, Magnesium in Man, Implications for Health and Disease, I did a blog on it and kind of made commentary on it, but they state, just for everybody to see, that magnesium is beneficial for the treatment of preeclampsia, migraine, depression, coronary artery disease, and asthma, and many more things. Mm. So we know. And what I've often said about all this research, doing it over and over and over again, mm-hmm. Take some of that money and start some clinics and put people on lifestyle and exercise and a few basic well-absorbed nutrients and food-based organic vitamins and absorbed minerals, mm-hmm. and we'll see people thriving. But, you know, as you say, Christine, that's not randomized. It's right. Not scientific. But, man, we're so far down the rabbit hole now of yeah. people being so ill, and 70% of the population is on at least one medication. As soon as you get on one medication, you start having side effects.
Exactly.
Doctors only recognize drug
slippery
side
slope.
Effects 4% of the time, so you'll be on another drug. So we have to do something.
Oh, yeah. I wholeheartedly agree. My point on the break was that you can't show causation with something unless you've got randomization. And We're not at the point where you can randomize people to either have a healthy lifestyle or not. People make those choices. And one of the things I love about, all that I've read and heard about with magnesium is that it's just one thing. You know, when you talk about entire lifestyle changes, it's like, okay, I should be exercising in this way and that way, and I need to change these things in my diet, eliminate those foods, eat more of this. I need to breathe differently. I mean, it's comprehensive. What we're talking about is one supplement that creates lots of changes.
And that can change your life overnight. I mentioned people will say, immediately I slept better. Immediately my muscle pains went away. And then as you're feeling healthy, maybe you can start that exercise program.
Uh-huh.
And I have an online wellness program. It runs for 2 years. Every week I send a module. And I say to people, do 20% of what I ask and you will feel better.
Uh-huh.
And that's the thing. You do not have to do everything 100%. Do a little bit here, a little bit there. But it's the consistency that will prove to you that, you can change your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, after reading the long list of, potential symptoms and illnesses, even though I'm very healthy in a lot of ways, I do have some symptoms that were on this list, and as I said to you on the break, I said, I've already got your magnesium in a shopping cart on your website because from what I've read there and knowing what I know that you know, I want to get it from you. So how can people go about getting your magnesium?
Oh, thank you, Christine. Yes, it's another website. It's rnareset.com, rnareset.com, and the handful of products are there, mostly minerals,
mm-hmm.
and under the FAQ, you can pick up my two free books on minerals, Invisible Minerals 1 and 2, because after being at this for over 40 years, it really comes down to getting the minerals in your body, getting a few food-based vitamins in your body, and then being as healthy as you can to try to avoid going to doctors and hospitals when mm-hmm. you know you're just going to have drugs or surgery. And even the naturopaths, I'm a naturopath, and I know you shouldn't put down your colleagues,
uh-huh.
but they've gotten into the business of selling people dozens and dozens of supplements.
Right.
But what you have to do is when you take something, you've got to feel that it's working for you. If it hasn't worked in 3 months, then move on.
Uh-huh. And, I personally have a problem taking a lot of supplements at once. I know that there are a lot of people out there who are really religious about it, and they'll have little organized pouches for the various times of day when they take their supplements. I just can't do that. I want something that's fairly simple to add to my routine. And, I'm excited about trying the Remag is what you call it. And
That's right.
And you can get to it from your website as well, right?
Yes, you can. On my website, drcarolindean.com, down the side, I have my Remag. And Relight is the multiple mineral. I was talking about the 9 minerals for the thyroid.
Uh-huh.
And it's a new technology. I call it picometer minerals, but what it is, it's stabilizing mineral ions so that they'll go straight to the cells and they won't go into compound formation with other compounds or other substances, I should say, in the mm-hmm. body. So they go straight to the cell. So it's a new technology, and not a lot is known about it. But clinically, it is incredibly effective.
That's very exciting. Well, this hour has flown by. I know there's so many mm-hmm. more things to talk about. But I'm grateful for the time you spent with us today. Carolyn, thanks so much for joining us here.
Thank you, Christine, and God bless.
Bless you. And it's very exciting this time of year, the very beginning of a new year, to make important changes and to shift into a better version of ourselves. That's what I'm hoping to do. I'm planning on doing it. I hope you join me. I know in my heart that those of you who listen to shows like this are already doing this. You're on your, yes?
Are you going to be Christine 2.0 then?
I'm like 11. I'm going to be Christine 11.11.
Awesome. Yeah. Nice. I like that.
I've had multiple versions. But thanks so much for joining us here today, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.